right. Ramadan Kareem to all. We're really, 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 really super glad to be starting the Ramadan editions. And hopefully you will be also joining us in the festivities. Next episode, we'll be celebrating the third year episode of DX Talks 3. We are 3 years old. So that's an achievement by itself. This is episode 169, season 7. We are more than happy for you to join us. Be with us. As I mentioned, and I always mention, like and share so we can spread across our region and really be on the forefront of the Middle East talking about the blockchain, crypto NFTs, metaverse, and Web3. So don't forget to subscribe. Today we have a beautiful lineup of two guests that will be joining us soon. One of them is already in the back room. So let's roll. And our first guest is Nico De Jongli. He will be with us. There's a new project that Nico is releasing. I love this guy. You know, we hosted him before. He's very creative, very innovative. Do check out in a few minutes what he's doing. And we have the Metaverse Fashion Week that has been kicked off. And we'll be hosting Freak, of course, that's his PFP, from North Fashion. I will be hosting and moderating a panel in the Metaverse. We will be sharing the news. It will be on this address. We'll share it, of course, on our social media. We'll have Tankpoko, Metakira, Bokeh, and many other really known stars in the Metaverse. So make sure to join us to understand and to start seeing how things are really evolving in the Metaverse. So this is my first exciting panel in the Metaverse. That will be my first as far as a panel. I've been into university first time. I've been there for a party, and there will be an after party also to join us. And we go back to the crypto alert fraud. Make sure, please, don't fall for any fraud or identity impersonation, because this is happening a lot, especially on me, on Tay, and many of the people that we know. So always make sure. We will never ask for money. We will never ask for you to trade or anything else. And be careful of the similar names of, for example, Binance, Binances, Coinbase, Coindays, you know, just make sure not to fall victim in those. As far as events, we have Consensus happening on April 26th. We are glad to be a media sponsor with them. Consensus is by CoinDesk, as a reminder, one of the most elite websites and crypto and blockchain news out there. So do join the event. And then we have the instant and fraud payment happening in Frankfurt. So we are really enjoying the events that are going global. We would like to announce new partnerships. Innovative Finance that is happening in Jumeirah on 15-16 May. Crypto 306 also in May. And Wiki Expo. And there are other two events that they are not there that will come later. So without further ado, let me directly host Nico. Nico, welcome to DX Talks, welcome to Crypto Talks. We're really happy that you are here. BlockchainValleyVirtual.com, tell us more. Introduce yourself again to our audience. You've been a guest before and a very good friend of ours. So welcome to the show again.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Rudy. Well, I'm very happy that you invited me again. I want to say most good projects, they are built in the crypto winter. So we had time the last period in the crypto winter to build a lot. For me, it was important to build a very realistic metaverse, because if I watch the Web2, who made the most money with Web2? It's Amazon and the Chinese counterpart of Amazon, Alibaba. It's all about sales. And that's something that I was missing in metaverses. Virtual shops, very good looking avatars, quality and so on, that brands and so on can show their products, their services and so on, like they should be. I saw too much Minecraft metaverses and too much based on gaming alone. Gaming is, of course, a very important factor, but it should go much farther than gaming alone, I think.
You mentioned now in the last sentence, it should go beyond just gaming. What do you mean beyond just gaming? Is that tokenization? Is that making it real, making items more, owned by the player? Or how can we make that? And just want to say hi to the Amazon MENA team and to Liwa and the rest that are joining in and watching. We are 120 now. Make sure to share and press that like, and thank you.
Well, the thing is, with me, the metaverse, it's that I'm now 45. When I was like 12, 13, I got my first Game Boy. Basically, I was telling my mother I want to be the character in the game, and of course it was not possible. And I never saw that. Even in the normal games, you cannot be yourself. And my mother always said that I'm a dreamer, that I dream too much. And I can say the dream became reality because, as you can see here, for example, you will see the character, the knight that is here. This is a gamified piece, but this is me. This is my avatar that looks like me. And why is that important? That an avatar can look like yourself. It's not a must if you want to be a penguin, if you want to be somebody, a superhero or something. It can be true, but I will come to the point why for me it was important to have a realistic avatar. Here, for example, I'm a robot because in the metaverse you can be whoever you are, whoever you want to be. But here, for example, realistic avatar that can do expressions of the face, that you can show that you're sad, happy, or whatever, is very important for what I said, business in the metaverses, doing your job in the metaverse, doing a virtual shop in the metaverse. Because, like I said, in Web2, selling in a web shop is very important, but there is no interaction with the clients. Here, for example, I tested a crazy hairstyle, things you can't do in the metaverse. Now, why is this important? Maybe this will look familiar for you, Rudy. It's the Frank Muller store in Dubai. So it's a one-on-one copy, so it looks exactly the same. But in the metaverse, you cannot be there 24/7. You cannot be 24/7 ready to be there for your customers. Now, with an avatar, and in our case, we made the avatars with artificial intelligence, and we are so far that the artificial intelligence even understands emotions. So it can understand out of the conversation if you're happy, if you're sad, and so on, and really interact with you. And we found that very important because if you have a virtual shop, of course, your opening hours are nonstop because everywhere in the world is somewhere a place that people will join your metaverse. So that's why it was so important for us that the avatars look very realistic. And you said something about the assets. Well, we want to be very new in that too. For example, an NFT now, it's art. You know, you have a picture or something you have in your wallet, but what can you do with it? And we went way farther with it. We basically made a collection of, we call it the Trations, because, you know, I'm from Belgium, but my IT team is in Bulgaria. And Bulgaria was, of course, where the Trations in the past lived. If you ever saw the movie or the series Spartacus, well, these are the original inhabitants of Bulgaria. So we made a whole collection of Trations, a 3D NFT, all unique, 10,000. But instead of just sitting in your wallet, we basically built something around it that the community can meet and greet in a section in our metaverse that only is accessible for those registrations. We have crypto events going on there, especially for those people. We have virtual concerts. We have games where they can win real-time prizes like horse riding, bow shooting. So all traditional things related to the NFT. We have, for example, a whole gallery around that NFT so people can see all the different NFTs we have. But we also connected a lot of perks to that NFT. So that people, for example, not only have the NFT in their wallet, but really have use cases with it, that they really can see the other holders in a community in the metaverse and can do things together, have benefits. They have extra discounts on our marketplace, on virtual concerts, on future NFT drops, and so on. And from there off, you know, my fantasies start kicking in. And like I said, I'm from Belgium, and I'm from a city called Dendermonde. And in the Middle Ages, this was a very important city. It was fortified. And I was dreaming my whole life. I was wondering, how would my city look like in the past? And basically, we are making now an NFT around this, around my city. And if you buy the NFT, you can basically get access to my city, how it looked in the Middle Ages. By the way, my city, most of the city is on UNESCO World Heritage, but we are representing the city, how it looked back then. So, of course, we go much further than that because, like in May, I was invited by one of our VCs on a super yacht to see the Monaco Grand Prix. And it was 4 days. And when I came from the super yacht, because I was never on a yacht before, I was thinking, what is the chance that my mother, my family, my father, my friends can ever experience that? And I was thinking, like, do you know what? I also have to do something around with that, with an NFT, but you will see that in the future because we are connecting the real world with an NFT that also has access in our metaverse, because the things that will happen in the real world will happen simultaneous in our metaverse. For the people that cannot access the yacht because they don't have the NFT, they can still see what is happening in our metaverse.
Very interesting, very interesting. Nico, what I see, what I saw actually before in the Blockchain Valley, I don't know if you can update us quickly what's happening in the Blockchain Valley before I go on also.
Yeah, so, well, with Corona, you know, you saw me on Gitex that year. We basically saw, because then Facebook suddenly announced Metaverse, and we thought, we have to focus now on the metaverse because, you know, before nobody was speaking about metaverse, but then Facebook started to talk about metaverse. So we really knew now is the time. But also the smart city that we are going to build is going to happen later this year. But we connected it in our metaverse also like a digital twin. So people can already see what we are building and so on in our metaverse. But there are many more things we are doing because for us, I always say you have two kind of crypto people. You have the ones that go for the Lambo, and you have the ones, and that for me are the real crypto people. They are modern hippies. They want to do something back for the world. They want to take care for other people that are in need. And I was wondering how we can do that with metaverse. And I came up with some amazing things I can also show you, like here. And this is, for example, something very nice for Dubai. Save a tree, adopt a tree. How many times did you hear that? And you don't know actually if that tree is ever planted. But if you put that tree in the metaverse, you can basically put it on the blockchain as an NFT. And basically, people can track that how many trees are sold, but they can also see the impact of the community, because that virtual forest that we also will grow in the real world, it will grow. And by the way, this is, if you see the trees are in a green box, it's called Growasis. It's our partner. And they basically developed a box, a water box, you see them here, that catch water from the atmosphere for remote areas without water, but especially deserts like in Dubai, if you want out of the city to make forests, we can actually do that with this technology. And with putting the tree in the water boxes, if you start to plant trees, you start to attract insects, insects attract birds. And like that, you start to build a whole ecosystem. So basically, you can make again from a desert a whole forest with a whole ecosystem.
Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
And then we gamified it a bit because, you know, the TikTok generation, and so they are very engaged in taking care of the earth. So we put fruits on the trees that they can collect. And then if they collect a lot, they can buy, for example, a free virtual concert or a free virtual asset or something.
Nico, due to the time, we spoke once that we will be moving also to your metaverse once it is ready, hopefully one day.
Yes, you are welcome.
Crypto Talks and DX Talks will be in the metaverse with you. As you promised earlier on, we know that the project is still advancing. How can people, when is the release date or is it released? And how can people, what website, if you don't mind also writing it in the private chat between us and you. And yeah, meanwhile, so, how can people join the new game?
So we have now the public sale running. So it's blockchainvalleyvirtual.com. If the people go there, they can actually buy tokens. And we give some free gifts, like the nice NFTs, and so you saw you can get as extra. We also have a nice collaboration with Vesa Kivinen, that you know, the artist. He was even, I think, a few weeks ago as best NFT artist of 2023.
Yeah. With AIBC, we were also nominated for different as a podcast in the same show. It was something amazing.
Yeah, so if they go to this website, they can buy some tokens in the public sale. And on Monday, so next Monday, we have the first listing. I also want to say, coming back about giving back, for example, you can do so much like education. And this is something also we can build for you. Like Rudy, like a whole studio. This is, of course, a classroom, but we can make whole studio for you where your people can meet, and that you have your podcast basically happening in the metaverse. But like this, we can also do education for remote and poor regions, but also like kids with autism. They have problems with social skills. We can teach them with avatars so they can do that on their own pace. And so we can really do so much with the metaverse, and especially because it's built in a real engine, we can make it really look so realistic that you really think that you're in the real world.
Amazing. Thank you, Nico, for good luck on your launch, good luck on your sale. It's amazing. You know, we have already some people interested. They love the graphics, of course, as Lamia and Bob, he wants in. So make sure to visit the website. And with that, we'd like to thank you. Any last words before we host our next guest who is with us?
I will just put once more time the link so they know where they can buy the tokens. Rudy, thank you for inviting me. Also, a lot of greetings for Tay, if you hear him. And
He's here. This is Tay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Send him a lot of greetings. And hey, Tay, brother, how are you? And I hope to see you back soon in Dubai, both of you. And we will talk about your studio, how we can make something very nice for you guys.
Definitely. Thank you, Nico. And we'll see you soon. Keep on building.
We will. Thank you.
Kifak Tay. Hope all is well on your side.
All is well.
He's from Belgium. he's close by.
He's my neighbor. So
is your southern neighbor. So let's jump now to our next guest, the CEO of North Fashion, Freak. Freak, how?
Hello, Rudy. Can you hear me correctly?
We can hear you excellently.
How are you doing?
We're good. You?
Yeah, same as well. Same.
Tell us more. What's happening? We know we had a few minutes ago, we just announced that North Fashion, a panel, after party, Metaverse Fashion Week, Topango, Metakira, Bokeh, Register. Tell us more. What's happening?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. What's happening right now as we speak is the Metaverse Fashion Week 2023. There's a lot of activity happening in Decentraland. That's where everything is going on. And for the opportunity, we're launching on Friday, the 31st, or a global opening. So what is North Fashion? Just in a few sentences. We're a department store where you'll be able to look at and also buy NFTs and creations from amazing artists. Our mission is to actually pioneer and help pioneer the future of fashion, art, and innovation in the metaverse. And for that, we're doing everything we can to get the best of the artists, let it be live music or a creation or innovators as well, into this one place that is going to be North Fashion. And so what's happening on Friday?
What's happening on Friday? That's the question.
So Friday is going to be our global opening. And you can join, obviously, if you're in Dubai, it's going to happen at 11 p.m. You'll be able to join. There's a great panel happening. The topic of the panel is the future of fashion in the metaverse. And actually, we'll have Teng Poco, who is the supermodel for this year Metaverse Fashion Week. So she's been helping us, also develop our brand and also be able to stay here and create that event. We'll have a panel discussion as well with some other very important names in the industry. We'll be discussing the future of fashion in the metaverse. Right after that, there's going to be a few other activities happening. So there's a fashion contest. So if you're a designer on the Central End and you have wearables that you have and you want to showcase them, go to northfashion.io, register, and also send us through the form the name of your wearables, and we'll be able to enter them into the competition. There's three prizes to win. We'll be paying the fees of your next NFT wearable created in the Central End. And right after that, happening actually at the same time, up until the end of night, so you stay with us, it's going to be amazing. We'll have two DJs playing, so KDS and Vuxy, who are amazing DJs. I cannot explain to you how good this party is going to be since they're joining. And at the same time, you will be able to roam through the different floors of North Fashion and understand a bit more of what we're trying to do and discover the Forward exhibition with several contemporary artists who are actually launching their NFT presence right for this specific event. So it also explains what we're trying to do is to enable artists, also visitors, innovators to get into Decentraland and trying to help them by enabling them to get in. So trying to remove all the barriers of entry or the roadblocks that you might find, come to us and we'll be able to get you through this.
Yeah, I just want to highlight, download the application Decentraland, install it, connect it to your wallet or your account. And then when you go in directly, you will have the event listed there. You can join or you can go and join us directly to the address that I did not put now for some reason. I will put in a few seconds also. You can join directly to the address or to the event directly. I'm really happy to host my first event in your place that is really developed. I'm seeing the development. I just want to do a shout out to the team, Anas, and the team that is really Liwa and the rest of the team that is really doing also a great job in this space. I don't know if you want to add anything more so that our people can benefit from this.
Yeah. And definitely big shout out to Polyfy, who's been building the building. You see, it's amazing. Thank you so much to you guys. You've been instrumental in bringing this to life. Please join us on March 31st, this Friday. You'll be able to discover what Decentraland is about. You'll also be able to discover the Fashion Week. Come at this location. It's -127.19. You'll find North Fashion over there. Just join in. And if you're an artist or an innovator, if you want to launch your art in the metaverse, feel free to reach out to us, and we'll be able to help you and assist you. And so northfashion.io.
Yeah. So if you want to register, northfashion.io, join Freak. You're doing amazing. I know it's a hectic days. You need some sleep. You're barely sleeping. I've been with you for a while. I understand what's happening behind the scenes. It's a tough time, but guess what? 48 hours.
Thank you, Rudy.
It's close. I'd like to thank you again for joining. Cheers.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Bye.
Bye-bye.